expanding shells around young clusters, S171, B59, by G.F. Gamm et al. Some HII regions that surround young stellar clusters are bordered by molecular shells that appear to expand at a rate inconsistent with our current model simulations. In this study, we focus on the dynamics of Sharpless 171, including NGC 7822, which surrounds the cluster Berkeley 59. We aim to compare the velocity pattern over the molecular shell with the mean radial velocity of the cluster for estimates of the expansion velocities of different shell structures, and to match the observed properties with model simulations. Optical spectra of 27 stars located in Berkeley 59 were collected at the Nordic Optical Telescope, and a number of molecular structures scattered over the entire region were mapped in CARAT-13CO, 1-0. At Onsala Space Observatory. We obtained radial velocities and MK classes for the cluster's stars. At least four of the O stars are found to be spectroscopic binaries, in addition to one triplet system. From these data we obtained the mean radial velocity of the cluster. From the CARAT-13CO spectra we identify three shell structures, expanding relative to the cluster at moderate velocity, 4 km per second, high velocity, 12 km per second, and in between. The high-velocity cloudlets extend over a larger radius and are less massive than the low-velocity cloudlets. We performed a model simulation to understand the evolution of this complex. Our simulation of the Sharpless 171 complex and Berkeley 59 cluster demonstrates that the individual components can be explained as a shell driven by stellar winds from the massive cluster members. However, our relatively simple model produces a single component. Modeling of the propagation of shell fragments through a uniform interstellar medium demonstrates that dense cloudlets detached from the shell are decelerated less efficiently than the shell itself. They can reach greater distances and retain higher velocities than the shell. This was Expanding Shells Around Young Clusters, S171, B59, by G.F. Gamm et al.